This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the most banned, most demonized, most lied about broadcast in the world. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, my oldest daughter's 14, and she was out with friends again yesterday after she played tennis. And she was in a Westlake, kind of a liberal area. And a mother walked over to her at the tennis court thing and said, "Are you Alex Jones's daughter?" She said, "Yes." She said, "Your father is the devil." And it's like, who are these people? And my daughter actually smart mouth and said, "Where are you from, California?" And the lady said, "Yeah, how do you know?" Nothing against California, because California used to be a wildcat, you know, state, 49ers, all of it. But they're just these conformists, and they're such bullies. And they're so out of control. And it's like, I'm not bragging or anything, but my family on both sides really were, like, critical in the founding of Texas. I mean, like, it would get ridiculous if I went into it all. It sounds like I'm bragging, but leaders of the state, founders, whole nine yards. And it's just weird. And my a lot of family's like, "Why don't we just leave Austin?" I'm like, "I'm not evacuating." But they have brought the worst of California to me. And I'm going to start putting billboards up saying, "Don't California my Texas. Don't California my USA." Because California is now synonymous with, like, gonorrhea. You know, there's a lot of great folks in California, especially in the central area of the north. But, man, that's L.A.'s, you know, got more population than, what, 40-something states. I mean, it's cancer. You know, it's kind of like, I love my right arm, but if it had cancer, you know, it's like, it ain't my right arm anymore, you know? California and the left are cancer, man. Because, man, they want to come here and, like, "Oh, look at your big truck." And they literally, I go, "What, are you from California?" "Yeah, how'd you know?" And I'm like, "Well, what the hell, man? You're rude. You're mean. And Texans are nice till you're rude to us. Then we're mean." And I think they've started to figure that out a little bit. But anyways, I'm out of control. Oh, I love getting Californians. They're not Californians. They're all the scum that went to California and ruined it. Now, like locusts, they're moving here. That's really what they are. They're locusts. Who's up next here? Dylan in Colorado. Thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, I think they're going to keep pulling false flags until the cows come home, right? You know, they're going to do it before the midterms, after the midterms. They're going to keep pushing this whole right-wing extremist thing. But, you know, like Hotep Jesus said yesterday, we got to stop playing into their narrative and stop playing their game. You know, I mean, like, what does Nazi stand for? National Socialist German Workers' Party. It's a left-wing terrorism.
And it's funny you say that, because it's true. The FBI agent we have coming on next got banned on Twitter for pointing that out, and that the mainline left ideology hates Israel. What is the left, before Trump came along, their number one thing they hate is Israel? And it's all like weird leftists, including leftist Jews, telling us all we're Nazis, and they want to blow up Israel.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think the only way that we can really, like, wake people up. And I'm not talking about the audience, right? You know, the audience, 99% of us all know what's going on here. The only way we can do this is culturally. You know, culture is upstream of politics, right? So I think...
Exactly. Culture is king, and they want to censor us off the web? We just promote talk radio and good TV shows even more. We go out and we put posters up. We go and speak at the city council ourselves. Everybody has to get cultural in the fight or we lose everything.
Exactly. You need to get Kanye on. You need to get every celebrity you know.
Oh, listen, Kanye's tried to get on. Kanye's tried to get on. And again, he's not governed like our guest said. He's got a governor on him. They will try to they will kidnap him if he tries to come on here.
It's not that we care what the celebrities think, right? It's just that we have to circumvent.
Well, plus, he's a great artist, and it shows that he's breaking free of the Matrix and has courage.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't admire somebody that's got courage in the face of adversity? That's a real man right there. Kanye is a real man. And I know Trump told him that, and told Trump that, too. That's what it's all about, man. Trump's got nothing but love for everybody. If you got love for freedom, don't have love, you're in for a big old fight. All right, we're going to talk to some of these folks that were censored for a segment or two, and then right back to your calls. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
Seven days out, Trump is set to speak in about 2 hours. We'll cover that during the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, there in Pittsburgh. The left, the mayor, the sheriff are saying, don't come here. It's your fault. Sickening behavior. The rabbi says, of course, come here. And John Gondalo is a patriot, a veteran, a counterterrorism expert, and he runs one of the premier organizations exposing radical Islam as infiltration of our government. UnderstandingTheThreat.com. And he also is the author of the book, Raising a Jihad Generation. He put out a totally truthful tweet today pointing out that it's the left, even when I went to college 25 years ago. I mean, it was like every class, I'm like, I'm in Texas history and they're bad-mouthing Jews? And I was like, what? I was like, I thought we beat Hitler. Man, I tell you. And you hear them loving the Palestinian suicide bombers and loving Hamas and loving the Palestinian Authority. And when cops get killed, CNN, MSNBC, remember back during Black Lives Matter, well, cops are doing bad, so, you know, people are mad. They have been giving tacit approval to shooting police for no reason. They have been giving tacit approval and open approval to the UN and George Soros saying overthrow Israel. And I believe Israel has a right to exist, and I'm glad that there's a place in the Middle East that isn't a total hellhole. God, if you let the radical jihadis in, they'd all kill each other. They say Israel's supposed to let everybody in, and then Saudi Arabia won't even let one, quote, refugee in. So John Gondalo got suspended on Twitter 7 days out. So did Laura Loomer, who's joining us next segment. They're going to be on together. For saying, shooter in Pittsburgh, Robert Bowers, put that tweet back up for me, thanks, is a product of the Marxist Party of America's call for violence. Yeah, they're the ones that have created this atmosphere. Remember, Nazis were socialists. That's what Nazi means, National Socialists. Leftists, remember, KKK, Democrat organization. which is true. So he's a patriot, all these things, worked overseas in counterterrorism here, some of the most dangerous operations. He doesn't even have a voice now. And then once they silence him, they can lie about him. Lie for it about me. So, John, thanks for coming on. But watching them say the president's at fault and he's anti-Semitic and he needs to decry his white nationalism, it the level of deception is becoming insane.
Well, you just nailed it, Alex, and I appreciate you being a voice for this. It's the deception. You know, the article that Understanding the Threat, my organization, put out last week and the one we just put out this morning about really laying this out from when you understand the Marxist organization, and I believe you do, and the jihadi movement in the United States, the Islamic movement, how they're working together, you start to see the coordination just through the events and the way that we respond. So, for instance, when Robert Bowers, he's quoted as saying, prior to the quote that we first heard that he wants to kill all Jews, that this is for the genocide that's being done to our people or my people. And so we need to kill all the Jews, was his comment. So the question is, who's his people? Because the only people being accused of being having a genocide committed against them by Jews are Palestinians or Hamas. So was he identifying himself as a part of Hamas? That's just an investigative question that hasn't been asked. But the reason I bring this up is because when you tie in the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh donating $100,000 or more, or saying that they say they've raised over $100,000, well, that is a Muslim Brotherhood organization. It's owned by the North American Islamic Trust, which is a Muslim Brotherhood bank. The leaders are Muslim Brotherhood. And so
who just launched the Arab Spring, killing close to a million people and women in sex slavery, whose pledge is to drive Israel into the sea. That's what's so sick is the left supports that. Obama supports that. And then they point their finger at Trump and say he's an anti-Semite.
Well, that's exactly right. So the question is, with everything you're touching on and the shutting down of free speech by against myself, Laura, and many others, and then the information operation or the propaganda, which is propaganda is almost too soft a word because this is a very thoughtful war that they're engaged in. Do you think it's accidental, the timing of being shut down on Twitter while they're marching an army of Marxists up from Central America? Why they last week they sent fake bombs to themselves, while this week we're seeing shut down on Twitter, the attack on Saturday by a Nazi, Obama supporter, Trump hater, who says, you know, we're joined because of the Jews' genocide against us. This is, when you break this down, you can see not only the Marxists and the jihadis working together, which we do at the ground level, the Black Lives Matter and Hamas leaders in the United States.
It's all coordinated by Soros.
It's all coordinated.
And when Lou Dobbs shows the proof, they then ban the show when they have all the Judicial Watch documents. So as a former FBI, you know, top terrorism expert, currently a top terrorism expert with all your sources, they're clearly trying a destabilization. What Reagan was even worried about, that Rex 84 was supposed to counter. Clearly then, give us the bottom line, building towards this, what does it, because they're all coordinated, what is it coordinated towards?
It's coordinated towards bringing down the Republic. Look, we have leadership in the FBI that knowingly using information that was false and withholding truthful information to get a FISA affidavit for technical coverage against the man who became president of the United States, Donald Trump. This is the state of affairs we're in. We have leaders, as you have articulated, including the former president and attorney general, calling for violence, and then people do violence, like when Steve Scalise, congressman, was shot by a Democrat, an Obama-supporting Marxist. This is real, and I think Americans, what I encourage Americans to do is, number one, understand this is a real war, and as Angelo Codevilla wrote recently, that all the markers are lined up for real civil war, a real revolution, because all the historical
markers
are
placed. That's what they're trying, and I don't want martial law, but the Democrats want a civil emergency. They want to create the emergency. And there's a threat continuum here, but at a certain point, it becomes a dereliction of duty if we and the president and others don't just state the facts and then respond and block them. And that's a whole nother discussion we can come back in the next segment with Laura Loomer and yourself and get into. What can we all do? Because there's no doubt, you can all feel it, you can see it. This is America's darkest hour since we were founded. I mean, we can't fall from without. This is the big attack plan to bring us down from within. Do you think that's accurate?
I do, and I would say as a preface to what we're going to talk about the next segment, the answer is at the local level. Local school board citizens driving local police, school boards, local elected officials, it's at that level that we will win or lose this war, town by town, county by county.
That's right, because Trump isn't perfect. He can't dig all these people out at the federal level. And the Marxists are all about, you know, think global, act local. They're all dug in. And so you have to go and openly oppose them and what they're doing, or we don't have a hope. But if you do that, we have way more than hope. We will win, because what they're pushing is pure evil. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Gondola's our guest. We got Laura Loomer. She's about to come on as well. They were both suspended for 7 days on Twitter for the election, obviously, for saying it's the left that's anti-Jew. It's the Nazis that were National Socialists. Stop blaming Trump. But, oh, they're all allowed to blame Trump or blame America. If you look at Marxist ideas, they want to overthrow the government and the country and collapse things so they can take over. It's really simple. It's an internal strategy of not being a foreign army, but coming in and infiltrating and showing seeds of deceit, and John Gondola is an expert on this. He runs Understanding the Threat. He's written books on the subject, understandingthethreat.com. And I totally agree with you that historically, if you look at everything that's going on and what's being done in Europe by Soros and others, they admit it is a takeover plan. And it's so outrageous, it's almost like if Trump and others don't respond with really serious action, not just troops on the border, that it's almost tacitly agreeing with it. I mean, they had Judicial Watch on Lou Dobbs, and they banned the segment saying they're human smuggling. The border's open. They're bringing in tens of thousands of invaders. They're attacking police with bombs and guns. They're invaders, and then they take that down, not because it's a lie, but because it's true. It's like, who made Soros and the Democrats God to commit all these crimes, John?
Well, first of all, I do want to say that the media, obviously present company excluded, but the mainstream media that we're accustomed to, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, the lot of them, as well as many of the local affiliates, this is not fake news. It's not hashtag fake news. They are intentionally shutting down truthful information and intentionally lying to the public to further this Marxist movement. And when you look at it in that vein, it's not merely fake information. It's propaganda to further a hostile movement whose objective, as you said, and by the way, you can go to Communist Party USA, you can go to Freedom Road Socialist Organization, you can read it on their websites. Their objective is to bring down the Republic, to remove what they call the colonial power in America, to bring it down so they can implement their Marxist system, be it socialism or communism.
And Alexander Soros this year and last year bought full ads saying overthrow Trump and Pence, drive them from power. And then when I covered it, they had articles saying Jones is lying. That's not in the New York Times. Then everyone went and bought it and said it is in there, and that really freaked people out. What is it, this lying they do, where they lie even though it discredits them? It's really weird.
Well, because the point is that they're counting on the fact that historically, you know, the bigger the lie, the more people will buy it. And what they're being so brash right now, the fact that they sent themselves bombs that aren't even bombs. They are fake, inert bombs. And they all were sent in a way that they were sure to be screened and sure to be discovered. When you look at it in that light, you have to ask, just like you have to ask, why did the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, a known jihadi organization, Muslim Brotherhood, say they're raising money for a Jewish synagogue? There's a reason behind it. And in each case, it's to create an information campaign or build on an information campaign to deceive the public, to take everyone's eye off the ball. Somebody who donates $100,000 to a Jewish synagogue surely can't be a bad organization, right? That's exactly
But let me
the
ask
point.
You this. You're a smart profiler, highly respected. What do you gut level expect comes next? Because, like you said, I've had post office experts on saying those bombs had the textbook fake packaging to make you check it. Everything was done like by a trainer. Basically, high-level people did this.
Well, right, and I think it was done with the knowledge of the people that were receiving them. That's the point. I think what people are having a hard time grasping is that the leadership of the jihadi and the Marxist movements are actually sitting in rooms discussing next steps for the strategy. What I expect is what they say. I think it's going to become more violent. Remember, the Marxists are the tool for the Islamic movement. So while you have the Marxists shooting people and killing people, the Muslims are presenting, saying they're going to present a $100,000 check. The Marxists are the tool for the jihadi movement, and they have been for some time, and it's only going to get worse. And when, by the way, Turkey declares the caliphate at some point in the not-too-distant future, because they're already expanding their power here in the United States.
I was about to say, you were saying that 10 years ago, and I rolled my eyes, but they've said they're announcing a caliphate.
That's right. That's right. And they're going to. And the way it plays into all that we're looking at is because this is coming very soon. And so you see the violence from the Marxists is the predecessor to the caliphate, and they will be in the United States.
And if Americans will capitulate to them saying we're going to sexualize your kids or we'll say you're politically incorrect, we'll capitulate to bombs going off every day and the left allied with the radical Muslims. And so we have to wake up and do something. John, I really thank you for your time. Please come back for a full hour and then in the next 7 days, so much is happening, and I'm just glad that people like you, in closing, so I'm going to come back and do 1 second with Laura Lerman and then go to calls. I mean, I know the average FBI agent is a good, hardworking man or woman, and I know Trump's trying to get good people in, but you see the reality winners, you see all these operatives they've got in there, and it's just worse than we ever thought. I mean, how a dead reckoning guesstimation. Like, what are there, like three groups? Just average folks are doing their job, people that are more Christian, conservative, nationalist, liberals. I mean, what are the groups? Because it's like this is so obvious. Like the caravan's attacking people, new ones are smashing over, it's all illegal. Trump's bad for wanting to do something, and people child smuggling. I mean, it's just crazy. So who are these people?
Well, I think if you look at the war and you take the segments, obviously you've got these the folks coming from down south. Clearly, they are Marxist invaders. When we look inside...
Well, they organize them at these camps that with Soros that's admitted. They're waving flags saying, down with America.
That's right. When we look at, you know, to your point, when we look at the FBI, the problem in the FBI is that the average agent, and especially the average counterterrorism agent, is not trained on the Marxist movement or on the Islamic movement. They are trained to investigate individuals who want to do any kind of violence. That's it.
Yeah, they're not looking at like with drug dealers who the kingpin is. They're looking at the street level pusher, which is impossible. They're not looking at the infrastructure and the system that creates it. They're looking at the lone individual.
Right. So when they look at an event like the Boston Marathon bombing, they don't look at the Islamic Society of Boston, which is a jihadi Muslim Brotherhood organization, or any of the other attacks like what just happened, where you have there's no FBI agent looking at this going, why would a jihadi organization give a Jewish synagogue a check? Well, there's a nefarious reason, because we know who these guys are. In the same way, if you look at these Marxists, the ones that are not calling for violence, although there's very few of them these days, you look at the organizations and who they're working with, and you know that this is what they support. But again, the FBI is not looking at it from that
perspective. Well, sure, but isn't it like Sinn Féin, IRA, it's good cop, bad cop?
Well, of course. But even, I wouldn't have said that, and I still don't, that Sinn Féin was a good cop. They just pretended to be.
No, exactly. That says exactly. All right, enemies, foreign and domestic. We got Matt Bracken coming up right now. This is UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Thank you, John.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this, from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I said, it dawned on me last night and this morning that I don't like bad cops. I don't like bad flight company, airline people that are rude, but they're not all bad. And it's the same thing like Black Lives Matter, the cops deserve to die, they're all evil. Jews are all masterminds running everything, kill them. And then they turn around and blame me and Trump and others when it's the left that's always foaming at the mouth. And that is super anti-Semitic and super anti-nationalist and super anti-Israel. So I wanted to get Laura Loomer on
Then we'll go to your calls because she got banned or I guess suspended for 7 days, of course, for the election at Laura Loomer on Twitter because she pointed out that it's the left calling for cops to be killed. And so did John Gundalo, who's a very decorated, highly respected FBI agent that actually dealt in counterterrorism with the military overseas and a whole bunch of stuff that's classified. And you know what's scary? I hear guys like John 15 years ago, and I thought they were being too extreme. No, it's exactly what they're saying. And now we're down to the line. And, you know, it's not about defending Trump, Laura. It's just that I'm not Jewish. I'd be proud if I was. I get demonized for not being anti-Israel. And then that makes me pro-Israel then. Because then I realize the position that I don't want to blow Israel up, so I need to die, according to a lot of people. And Twitter lets people say that. And then you are Jewish, what you go through, it's so sick. And then the left and these leftist Jewish groups saying, Trump, you're not welcome here. Decry your white supremacy. It's like saying decry that you raped your wife when you didn't. It's so evil how you have leftist Jewish organizations allied with real anti-Semites, and then they attack real people who are just patriots. They might be Italian. They might be Jewish. They're Americans. And I'm just sick of them. I mean, so I'm pissed off and I'm not even Jewish. What is it like for you to be called by the news a leading alt-right anti-Semite when you were in Congress, when you're wearing a Star of David around your neck? I mean, the left, it seems like, will stoop to any level.
Yeah, they truly are very evil, and they'll do anything. It doesn't matter if it means desecrating the name of an actual Jew in order to push their Marxist jihadi platform, and that's what they're doing. That's what we're seeing them do. And, you know, that's why I was suspended on Twitter. They didn't even give me a reason, Alex. You know, I was suspended. I checked my phone at 4:00 in the morning. I went to open my Twitter account, and I got this message that said that you're suspended for 6 days and 23 hours. Well, if you do the math, that's the exact time that it takes for, you know, the time to pass between now and the election time. So I'm not even going to be able to put any messages out or any tweets out to my followers regarding my exposés on candidates leading up to Election Day, which is in...
Oh, you've been extremely effective. That would take hours to go over all the Democrat candidates beating their wives. Yeah.
Exactly, and I've been exposing these Jew haters, and that's the reason why they want to shut me down, is because the left is trying to say that it's the Republicans that are the Nazis, that Donald Trump's a Nazi, despite the fact that his daughter's a Jew and he has Jewish grandchildren, and he is probably the most loved president ever amongst the Jewish community, especially in Israel, given the fact that he is the most pro-Israel and pro-Jewish president we've ever had. He recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
That's another angle, and it saves $1 billion, too. What are they going to do when he's so popular in America, so popular in Israel, and the left keeps calling him Hitler? It's ridiculous. How do you think that's going to play out here?
Well, they're just trying to create a full-blown war. They're just trying to incite violence against people. That's why CNN, they'll talk nonstop about these bombs. They weren't even bombs, first of all. They didn't have detonators attached.
You just heard Gondalo say it's a Democrat false flag.
There were no explosive devices attached to these. And now I saw this article floating around yesterday that said that Cesar Sayoc and Stormy Daniels worked at the same strip club. Could you believe that?
Well, you heard the FBI guy, and he's a smart cookie. He says it's totally fake.
No, but listen to this. Listen. Cesar Sayoc, I'm told, worked at the same strip club as Stormy Daniels.
No, he did. That's confirmed that she frequented the Florida facility.
Yeah, so, I mean... And people want to blame this on the Republicans. And first of all, Cesar Sayoc, they're saying, I know people who want to talk with me. I plan on interviewing some of these people who have known him. And they're telling me that they've known him for a while and that this guy just kind of had this obsessive personality. And he was never really super political, but he just kind of became a Trump fanboy around 2016.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's a setup. I mean, because he had a bunch of convictions. It sounds like he's an informant they set up and wound up for this.
Yeah, I do wonder if he isn't some type of informant, because if you look at his rap sheet, all of his previous charges in Broward County, which is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district, have been dismissed. So what do you do when you have...
Yeah, how convenient is that? That it's the same place. You've got Coward County and Sheriff Israel. Why does this stuff keep happening right there?
Yeah, in Broward County, right? Of course. And why is it that all of his previous violations were dismissed? What do? How do you get a record dismissed? Well, the FBI hires you to become an informant, and then they clear your record. And I'm not saying he's an informant, but I just think, like, isn't it so convenient now that they just stop talking about this? Like, they don't want to talk about anything else pertaining to this now that the image is already in the media that so-called Democrats are victims of Republican violence. Look, after Donald Trump decided to tweet out jobs, not mobs, and after that really effective ad went out and people started to walk away in masses because they saw how violent the Democrat Party is, the Democrats thought to themselves, oh my God, what are we going to do? We have to come up with something to counteract this narrative so that people think that we're victims
again. And that's
again.
My next question. So yeah, this is all 2 plus 2 equals 4. I agree with you. What are they going to pull next with this caravan with guns and bombs, a new one smashed through? And then Lou Dobbs might get fired for having Judicial Watch on, which had documents Soros is funding it. Soros is in Forbes and the New York Times 6 months ago saying he's funding it.
Well, they want a full-blown war. What's going to happen is you're probably going to have militia organizations that come out to try to protect the border because there are
running that are infiltrated.
They're already showing that there's reports that there's not enough border patrol to handle this situation. And so we're seeing all these interviews on TV and reporters are interviewing these migrants and many of them are saying, yeah, well, like I raped somebody and I had a third degree murder charge and I had a DUI, but it's okay. I was deported and I'm coming back and I'm not going to let Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them are drug smugglers, human smugglers.
Yeah.
This is all confirmed.
A lot of them are felons. And then I also saw this report from Judicial Watch that said that in the caravan that came from Guatemala in the same town, they had already identified 100 members of ISIS. And so who's to say that a lot of the people coming inside this caravan are members of ISIS or other jihadi organizations?
Well Southcom's confirmed that, Laura, but that's where we're at here, is thousands of prominent accounts banned. You blocked right before. It is disgusting. Like
right.
You said in Congress, right? We have a clip of you confronting Congress, bringing up the censorship right here when the guy famously did the weird conductor deal or auctioneer deal. But here's that video.
Mr. Dorsey, you are lying about censoring conservatives. You are caught on tape by Project Veritas, shadow banning people. You are censoring people. You censored me. You censored Milo. You censored Chuck Johnson, James O'Keefe. You even censored President Trump when one of your employees deleted his account for a few minutes. You are censoring conservatives. And I'm asking you, President Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Mr. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election so that the Democrats can steal the election. That is why he is censoring and shadow banning conservatives. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You are a liar, Jack Dorsey. You unverified me on November 15th.
And again, they couldn't respond to it. They said, Porky Pig. Laura, come back on the Roar for a full hour. Come back on the Nightly News. We're doing 8 to 10 coverage of the election. We love you. Where do people... like Drudge always said, you got to build your own website, which you've done. You're off Twitter for now.
You.
People can still find Laura Loomer Reports. Where do they find us?
You can find me on lauraloomer.us, and you can also find me on Facebook still at Laura Loomer Official. I'm on Instagram, looms93. I post a lot of my content. And, you know, I love you too, Alex. I love all of the info warriors, and we're in this fight together, and I'm not going to stop. You know, they're going to have to kill me if they want me to stop.
Well, I'm glad when the Daily Mail said I was anti-Semitic, you didn't buy it. Or when they said Trump was a big surprise.
Well, I'm a Jew, and I love you, Alex.
No, I know. I know I get it. We love you too, Laura. We'll be right back with your calls. You've been sitting there very patiently, callers. I promise. I'm going to you. I'm right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Talk about a lullaby. George Strait can't die, can he? He's actually from Texas. He's actually a rancher. He's actually a patriot.
Amarillo by morning.
It's like corny till you realize it's real.
Up from San
That's the thing about real Americana.
Everything that I got is just what I got.
I feel so bad every time we have 20 phone lines. I get to 5 or 6 calls. Guests come on and you're all holding. But I'm going to try to get to all before we go to Paul. And I should just, the next 7 days, not have guests on and just take calls. That's what talk radio is really about. But look at these headlines at InfoWars.com. This is what can defeat him. Beto O'Rourke wants to ban all semi-autos. Beto, or however the hell you say his name, he tried to join the National Hispanic Association. They rejected him. Dude, you're not Hispanic. Turn out he didn't call himself Beto until recently. What a fraud, man. Because he's running against the guy with a Hispanic or Spanish last name, so he just cooks up this Beto crap. God, it's so transparent. Veritas bombshell. Arizona Dems promise. I can't even read this headline. It's so insane. Veritas bombshell. Arizona Dems promise to ban guns after midterms. See the video. I'm going to your calls. But get it out, folks. They're trying to silence everybody so we can't see what horrid people they are. God, they're unbelievable. My problem is I just tell everything up front and never have a governor. These people, all they do is lie. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of liars. I just, it's a disease. Stop right now. Joel in Florida is a black male on midterms. Want to hear from him. Mr. Grinch, Matt, Nikki. Who's been home the longest, though? Here, let me see who's been home the longest here. Alex in Michigan, you're up front. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, just wanted to say shout-out to Daria, and God bless the rest of the crew.
They're great people.
Oh, yeah. I had some ideas for the products, if you'll hear it at the beginning of the end of my call, but I wanted to say if you're not filtering your water, you're crazy. If you're not buying the iodine or turmeric to get the junk out of your brain, you're crazy. Buy those right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I just got asked in the hall by our affiliate relations guy, who's a really smart cookie, Scott. He goes, man, what is it? It's like you were kind of bummed out for a while. The old Alex Jones is back. You're all crazed, and I got that gleam. And I said, I've been taking X2 every morning because I just forget to take it. And when I do, life's so great. When I don't, it's not. Anyway, sorry, but it's definitely real. Go ahead.
I take the X2 every day also as well. I definitely noticed the difference. With the turmeric, too, it's just awesome, and the real red pill and just everything else.
Well, that's because the average turmeric out there is 3 to 5%. It's just total crap. No one has a 95% curcuminoid. We have the highest rating in the country. But I just thought, why not give people my wife has incredible hip pain. It's gone with Bodies. I got her. She's like, oh, I've tried turmeric. It doesn't work. I said, baby, that ain't turmeric. This is turmeric. People don't put $20 a product and stuff. I do. Okay? So it's like weaponized. But go ahead.
I was saying one of my ideas to defeat the Chi-Coms and Jeff Bezos was that you should start selling it in bulk herbs, like selling the curcumin extract in bulk, because I buy all that in bulk, because you don't have to sell me on that stuff, Alex. I know all that stuff's great, so I'm just trying to buy it all in bulk and stock up.
Now we'll do that. No, I'm the one that needs to follow my own advice and take it all. When I do, take the fish oil, take the turmeric, take the X2. It's amazing. When I give my kids the vitamins and I get them to drink the fruit punch, they're behaved and happy and great. When I forget for a month, they're not. It's like, wow, we need this stuff to live. Wow, God gave us this stuff. It really works amazing.
Absolutely.
See, drug companies have to cook up something new and weird that was never on God's green earth, so they say they own it with the patent. And some of it works, some of it doesn't. But the point is, it ain't from here. It's manufactured. But we got to go to the calls. You're amazing. Paul Watson's coming up. What is your view, Alex, on the false flags?
My view on the false flags is they're completely designed for the fluoridated, fluoride head, vaccine head, liberals. They're not meant for us because we see right through them. But it's meant to cause like a mob rule. Like, you know, we're a republic, not a democracy. But a democracy, a mob can rule everybody. And so they want the dumb mob to rule us. So all these false flags.
No, that's right. They're creating a giant stampede. God bless you, Alex. We're going to move quick. I want to get to everybody. Who's up next here? Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say it's a pleasure to speak with you, man. I've been listening to you for a few years. And my message for the midterms is for anyone out there that just really in the middle of the world, they don't know what they should look at. Question everything, just like you say, you've always said for the past 20-something years. Question everything, even question Alex Jones and the crew. You know, you'll find out where the truth is, and you guys are on the side of truth. One of the things that I'll tell a lot of my friends, Alex, that are on the white side, I'm black, is that do not let anyone use identity politics against you. And the new thing is you have white privilege, so you cannot speak on something. But I tell my white friends, never forget that it took 400 to 600,000 white men to die in the Civil War to free the slaves. And it took a white president, President Lincoln, to fulfill the Emancipation Proclamation. Very important, never to forget that. And we're all in this together.
Well, I mean, take Jim Brown. Jim Brown literally saw white people fight to get him in a position where he could dominate. And so he understood that it wasn't all just one group or the other. And now the idea that America transcended so many of our problems, and the Democrats are trying to invoke those again, are trying to resurrect a demon, so we go back to the bad, and then they're the ones that were doing it. It's like, and of course you try to say they were the KKK, or you try to point out they're anti-Semitic, they ban you because it's true. They don't ban you because you're wrong. They ban you because you're telling the truth.
Absolutely. And I try to tell my friends, it's like, we're in this together. You know, if one side falls, we all fall. So I think I was listening to Michael Savage the other day, and he said, he quoted, I believe it was Benjamin Franklin, where he said, we either all hang together or we hang separately. So whether you're involved with Black Lives Matter, just know the people are using you. If you're out there and you're like, you're a part, you want this group, people are using you to divide the country. And I think the biggest thing we need to realize is the diversity movement that's happening. It sounds pretty, and we're exploring. We're supposed to.
Sure, and they invent all these new groups, and then you think you're in this group, so suddenly they're giving you attention. It means nothing. I've been attacked in hundreds of thousands of news articles. It does nothing. Being in an article with them praising you because you're teaching your 3-year-old son he's a girl, that's globalist child abuse. You're not cool because you're in the paper.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, Alex. I was like, well, the diversity thing, what is the solution to it? And I finally got it. And I was looking back at the Founding Fathers, and they already had it. It was already our motto from the beginning. It's E Pluribus Unum. With diversity, you just celebrate different groups and different people. But with E Pluribus Unum, it's out of me. We are all different. We all come from different backgrounds, but we come together for the same values. And that's where...
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're all gang members. We're all tribal. We're all racist when we're born because of ancient tribalism. But if you are unified in ideas and freedom, it creates wealth, and then everyone is there in the competition, and then we praise everybody, even if they're not the most successful, because they are part of that system.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you this. I was a part of the Blue Angels a number of years ago, and one of the things that struck me, you know, I guess you could take it however you want, but every few years they'll send a pilot flight jacket to the president, and have his name on there and all that good stuff. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but when Barack Obama was president, they sent it back. They sent it back. And it struck a chord. I'm like, well, why would you do that? But
wow, you're part of the Blue Angels?
At one point, yeah.
Are you like one of the pilots?
I won't give up any specifics, but yeah.
Crazy. I've seen you guys a couple times. When I was a kid, I had always been to air shows. I had to go to an air show again. See, I worked too much. Man, air shows were the best thing ever when I was a kid. Wow, you guys are the most amazing pilots ever. They sent it back. See, that's a religion. The globalists are so threatened by our military, not that our military is perfect, but that they're honorable, strong people, that it's a religion in leftist White Houses to literally desecrate our military. And it's sick. God bless you, Joe. Amazing points. Thank you. Well, that's cool. The Blue Angels are amazing. But, oh, see, there won't be any jets with the humans flying them soon because the globalists don't want humans involved. They want to cut us out. Okay. Paul Watson's a dynamite guest, and he's always amazing. But when I say I'm going to take your calls, I'm going to take your calls. So when we come back, I'm going to try to get to all these in a couple segments and have Paul take over. Because he's a busy beaver. The arm has to be twisted at most of the show, so then why do I cut in when he's going to do it? So we're going to go to Joshua in Illinois. We're going to go to Mr. Grinch. We're going to go to Matt and Nikki and others. But can't take any more calls after that. Fourth hour straight ahead. And remember, this isn't just hype. We're the number one band attack group because we really care about everybody. Our spirit loves God, and it's infectious. The enemy can't stand it. You listen to local radio, tell people about the station. Watching on TV, tell them about the station. Watching online, Infowars.com/show. Share those links. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell others. That's why we've already changed the world together. And I believe this censorship is going to only open bigger doors because you're going to activate.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.